Hello, everybody. The Frank Fryer here, a.k.a. Father Nicholas. I just wanted to make a quick little announcement before I begin my reflection today by letting everybody know that listens to my podcast and that follows me, my podcast, the Frank Fryer podcast, is moving from what I'm doing now to Breadbox. It's sort of a Catholic co-op for Catholic podcasters. And they invited me to come on board, and it's an opportunity for me to improve the quality of my podcast, also to improve general resources in terms of how these things are promoted and put out there. And they've been very good and kind to me, but I just want everybody to know that starting February, all of my podcasts will be going out through Breadbox. It'll be on Podbean. It'll be on iTunes, with the same name, the Frank Fryer, but with Breadbox Media Company before it. So just to let everyone know so they can make the transition with me, I hope you enjoy my podcast and will follow me over to these services, because I think you will really like the things that I have coming up for this podcast to aid you in your spiritual life. Today I wanted to spend some time thinking about a passage that I'm preparing to preach on here this upcoming week, which is the passage about Jesus going into sort of a pagan area and casting out demons from a man and them going into the swine herd and going over the side of a cliff. I believe it's Mark chapter 5, the first 20 verses. And, you know, this passage is one of those ones that sort of Jesus is hammered a little bit on it, because it's like, oh, the poor swine herder and all of his swines are destroyed and et cetera. And I think if we focus on that, you know, we're sort of missing the point here. We're falling short, because one of the things we have to remember that John told us in his first letter is that there is no fear in love. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, if memory serves me correctly. You know, there's no fear in love. And we see all throughout this story, things, beings consumed by fear. You know, the demons, of course, as they should be, afraid of Jesus, but they're also afraid of hell. They don't want to be there. No one wants to be there. So they ask for another way out. And then we see the townspeople themselves, instead of being open to the love that is made possible to them through this loving act, that this man, one of their own, is set free from the bondage of the devil and his demons and is let go into their hands, they sort of fear Jesus because they don't understand and their hearts are not yet ready to receive his love. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, are we any better? You know, I know if I give a talk in the parish or in the diocese or wherever, if I somehow find a way to put demons or angels in the title of it, I'll always have a big crowd because people are very fascinated by these spiritual beings. And it's important that we know about the angels, and it's important to know about demons, but we can't allow ourselves, and particularly in relationship to the demonic, to be consumed by it, to be fascinated by it in an unhealthy way. You know, because one of the ways the devil can get his hooks into us is through fear, getting us to fear his evil and his influence and his destructive force and fretting about him everywhere we go. So we don't know where he might be. And suddenly everywhere we go, everywhere we look, we see the demonic presence. We as Christians need to know, need to understand and live out the truth that we are a victorious people. Jesus Christ conquered death and defeated the devil. And as those who are a member of his body, we must now go forward and preach that victorious message. Yes, warning people about the demonic presence that assaults our world and reminding them that we are being helped by the angels. But we don't dwell on these things. We don't allow our minds to be consumed with thoughts of the devil or the demon. We want our minds to be flooded by the presence of the Holy Spirit himself. So, as we go forward and we're reminded of the story of Jesus' great healing of the demoniac, the slaying of the pigs in the sea, and the rejection of the pagan people, because their hearts were not yet ready to receive Jesus Christ in love. May we never have that same fate. May our hearts always be ready to receive the love of Christ and all of his ordinary or even extraordinary workings in our life. For we are a victorious people and we are called to rest in the loving presence of Jesus, who redeemed us from sin and opened up the way of salvation for us for all eternity. Thank you for being with me today, and I hope you found my words helpful for your spiritual life to this day. And may God continue to bless you, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're still with me on this podcast, please know, as another reminder, that starting in February, that first week in February, all my podcasts will be through Breadbox Media Company. It is a Catholic co-op of content creators from a Catholic perspective, and my podcast will begin to go out through them. It'll be on Podbean, but it should also be on iTunes with the same name, The Frank Friar, but with Breadbox Media Company before it. So again, I hope if you are listening through SoundCloud and iTunes right now that you will follow me over to this service, because it's a way for me to continue to not only offer you this podcast, but also to improve the quality of it as we go forward, seeking to strengthen our spiritual lives as those called to evangelize in the name of Jesus Christ. So again, starting in February, formally, all my podcasts will be going out through Breadbox Media Company. You can go to their website, breadboxmediacompany.com, and you can also begin to find my podcasts on Podbean app and iTunes. Just continue to always search The Frank Friar. Thank you for being with me, and thank you for all the support over these last 7-odd months as I try to continue to offer you the best that I have in relationship to the call I have received from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as not only his priest for the church, but also as a Carmelite friar for the body of Christ. God bless you, and I appreciate your time again.